I ponder the madness of Vietnam and search within myself for ways to understand and respond in compassion. My mind goes constantly to the people of that peninsula. I speak not now of the soldiers of each side, not of the military government in Saigon, but simply of the people who have been under the curse of war for almost three continuous decades now. I think of them too because it is clear to me that there will be no meaningful solution until some attempt is made to know these people and hear their broken cry. Now let me tell you the truth about it. They must see Americans as strange liberators. Well, after the French were defeated, looked as if independence and land reform would come through the Geneva Agreement. Instead, the United States came and started supporting a man named D.M., who turned out to be one of the most ruthless dictators in the history of the world. Set out to silence all opposition. People were brutally murdered merely because they raised their voices against the brutal policies of Diem. Peasants watched and cringed as Diem ruthlessly rooted out all opposition. Peasants watched as all this was presided over by United States influence and then by increasing numbers of United States troops who came to help quell the insurgency that Diem's methods had aroused. When Diem was overthrown, they may have been happy. The long line of military dictatorship seemed to offer no real change, especially in terms of their need for land and peace. Who are we supporting in Vietnam today? A man by the name of General Keith, who fought with the French against his own people, and who said on one occasion that the greatest hero of his life is Hitler. This is who we are supporting in Vietnam today. Oh, our government and the press generally won't tell us these things, but God told me to tell you this morning. The truth must be told. The only change came from America as we increased our true commitments in support of governments which were singularly corrupt, inept, and without popular support. And all the while, the people read our leaflets and received regular promises of peace and democracy and land reform. Now they languish under our bombs and consider us not their fellow Vietnamese, the real enemy. They move sadly and apathetically. We herd them off the land of their fathers into concentration camps where minimal social needs are rarely met. They know they must move or be destroyed by our bombs. So they go, primarily women and children and the aged. They watch as we poison their water, as we kill a million acres of their crop. They must weep as the bulldozers roar through their areas, preparing to destroy the precious trees. They wander into the towns and see thousands of the children homeless, without clothes, running in packs on the streets like animals. They see the children degraded by our soldiers as they beg for food. They see the children selling their sisters to our soldiers, soliciting for their mothers. We have destroyed their two most cherished institutions, the family and the village. We have destroyed their land and their crops. We have cooperated in the crushing of the nation's only non-communist revolutionary political force, the United Buddhist Church. This is a role our nation has taken, the role of those who make peaceful revolutions impossible by refusing to give up the privileges and the pleasures that come from the immense profits of overseas investment. I'm convinced we are to get on the right side of the world revolution. We as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. We must rapidly begin to shift from a thing-oriented society to a person-oriented society, when machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people. Giant triplets of racism, militarism, and economic exploitation are incapable of being conquered. True revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our present policies. On the one hand, we are called to pay the Good Samaritan on life's roadside, but that will be only an initial act. One day we must come to see that the whole Jericho Road must be changed, so that men and women will not be constantly beaten and robbed as they make their journey on life's highway. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. Revolution of values will soon look uneasy on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth with righteous indignation. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is